and tonight is our song service. Beginning next Wednesday, we will pick back up with four studies in a row from the visiting men that are coming. The only announcement that I have that should probably be made at this time is just a reminder or an update. The ladies' Bible class will be held in person here 11 a.m. tomorrow, but it will also be on Zoom. So if you want to gather, it'll be here at 11 a.m. and it'll also be broadcast on Zoom. There's some additional information that we have on some updates of people that have been sick. We'll put that either at the end or we'll circulate an email as soon as we have confirmed information on some of that. The song service, the scripture readings have been assigned already. Otherwise, somebody will get a surprise as well when that time comes. If you will, bow with me for a moment. We'll have an opening prayer and then get started. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Father, for this very day. When we stop and contemplate all the things that you've done for us, one of the first things on our list is to understand that you have made us and that you have created us and that you sustain us. We thank you, Father, for all the things that make this life pleasant here, the circumstances that have allowed us to gather here this evening. We pray that the time we spend together will be beneficial to each one of us as we continue to think about and meditate on the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, it sometimes goes well beyond our ability to understand how that Jesus was deity and man, and how that he willingly offered himself up as a sacrifice on the cross. He knew full well how cruel that cross was. But yet, as he said, not his will be done, but yours, Father. Father, we pray that as we lead our lives each day, that we would have such a similar sentiment in our own life. Not our will be done, but that of the God Father. Be with us, be with those that are away from us this evening, some traveling, some sick. Bless them and take care of them, and help us to always have kind and tender hearts that are receptive to your word, and that we try our best each day to be as you would have us. But realizing that when we do take a misstep, that you are there to welcome us back if we'll only repent and turn from those things that we did wrong. Father, bless our gathering here this evening. Better equip us to be faithful servants in the future life that you give us. Let us serve this community well. Let us serve those people that we come in contact with daily with the best thing that we could ever offer them, and that's the knowledge of the gospel, with the resurrection being a key element. Forgive us, Father, where we sin. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
First song tonight is number 248. 248, Christ Arose. My Savior.
arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Five zero two.
And
passage is going to be Matthew 28, 1 through 10. Matthew 28, 1 through 10. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and they will see, and there they will see me."
Number 458, Because He Lives. Number 306. 306. In Christ alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied for every sin. First cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand.
Reading from Luke 24, 36 through 48, I think. Oh, no, it's 20. I'm sorry. 24, 36 through. Okay. Sorry. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and see my feet, that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish. He took it and ate before them. Then he said, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that Christ should suffer and on the third day arise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem."
Number 448, How Deep the Father's Love. That song touches the heart. Number 409. 409.
Swear. my soul.
I will be reading from Acts chapter 1, the first 11 verses, Acts 1, 1 through 11. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard of me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven."
Seven hundred and twelve. How long till the morning?
Consider the mornings of this mortal land, each a new beginning from the Maker's hand. While the storms may gather against the evening sky, the day breaks cloudless in the morning. How long till we see the morning? How long till we see your face, O my Lord? Guide us through our troubles till we rise above them in the morning. Rise up to the battle, for the skies dawn clear. Let us gather courage while the foe draws near. Though the night falls, weary saints of God, march on, and he'll raise our banner in the morning. How long till we see the morning? How long till we see your face, O my Lord? Guide us through our troubles till we rise up above them in the morning. When the trumpet sounds to signal heaven's day, resurrection morning, when the dead shall wake, what a glorious gathering when the Lord descends and we raise to heaven.
Bible, can you turn to Revelation 22? I have but one passage I want to read with you this afternoon. As we've been singing not only about the fact of Jesus' resurrection, but about the things that are now true because of the resurrection. He is the reason for our hope. His resurrection gives us assurance that what he accomplished on the cross was indeed what he said it would accomplish. It's the resurrection that proves the cross true. It's the resurrection that proves the message of Jesus to be true. It proves all of it to be true. It brings us peace, even when we struggle to have that peace because we're living on an earth full of death and sin and hurt. Loss. Both what we experience just from living here and the type we bring on ourselves. It's the resurrection that shines through all of that and gives us hope at the end of the day and in the morning and at night. When Jesus' disciples saw him leave the earth in Acts, the first chapter, they expected to see him soon. And until then, it's been like all of us Christians have been up in the middle of the night waiting for daylight to dawn. We think we see the gray starting to begin in the east, and we think we start to see it, and one day it will come. But we treat that day kind of like the morning. The song we just sang talks about how long till that morning is going to come. It's a question we've all had to wrestle with. I just wanted to remind you of what Jesus was called in Revelation 22, beginning in verse 16. One of the last things we have recorded in the Bible, Jesus writing to his people. He said, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches," speaking about what's written in Revelation. He says, "I am the root and descendant of David, the bright morning star." And one day, just like morning, he will come back. The light will shine over the horizon, and that'll be it. The victory will be final. The song we're about to sing calls that the morning of joy. I can't wait for it, and I know you can't either. We're going to sing that song by way of invitation. If you're not a Christian, the coming of Jesus is very different. It's an expectation of something besides what we as the faithful expect. It's something that can be prepared for tonight. If you haven't become a Christian, or if you need to return to that walk of life, we want to help you with that. We're going to stand in just a moment. We're going to sing 744. If there's a need that one of us has here tonight, and we want to express that, we would love to help you. Let's sing together while we stand and while we sing. 744.
When the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall arise, and the splendors immortal shall envelop the skies, when the angel of death shall no longer destroy, and the dead shall awaken in the morning of joy. In the morning of joy.
the King shall appear in his beauty on high, and shall summon his children to the courts of the sky. Shall the cause of the Lord have been all your employ, that your soul may be spotless in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, will be gathered to glory in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, will be gathered to glory in the morning of joy. Oh, the bliss of that morn when our loved ones we meet, and with songs of the ransom we each other shall greet, singing praise to the Lamb through eternity's years, with the past all forgotten, with its sorrows and tears, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory in the morning of joy.
I want to thank everybody for being here this evening. If you're like me, your voice is about shot. We went up to 5 songs during the Sunday service, and now we've sung 8. And I'm, it's a good problem to have, I like to say. I wasn't given any of the announcements in regard to those that need to be announced who are sick or others like that. Does anybody have one of those announcements? Yes, sir. We'll certainly keep her in our prayers, and we'll make sure that's added to the bulletin too. That way, if anyone else's memory is like mine, we can pray and we can be diligent about that. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Does anyone else have Robert's holding me up the lesson book for Sunday. We start a new Sunday morning Bible class. If you haven't yet picked up the material, it's the book on the right out on as you leave the auditorium from Fear to Faith. Brother Todd's going to be leading that study, and I'll be, depending on his travel schedule, I'll be stepping in to kind of help with that. But I'm looking forward to that study. It's if you haven't read it yet, it's excellent. I want to read it again. It's a really good treatment of the subject of grace and mercy and forgiveness and everything kind of wrapped up in that. Yes, sir.
So they're going vacation?
Right.
Out of town? All right, back home. All right, let's pray together, and then we'll be dismissed this evening. Our God and our Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you tonight thankful for everything you've done for us, Father. Without our having worked for it, without our having earned anything, before we were born, Father, you decided to send your Son Jesus to die for everyone's sin, ours and all who came before us. And Father, we are so humbled and just blown away by that sacrifice. We know that sacrifice was true because the tomb of Jesus has been empty since the day he left it. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy to forgive us of our sins, to give us the hope we have in the gospel, to allow us to look forward to the day when we can meet you and your Son face to face. Father, thank you for the time we've had here this evening, for the ability you've given each of us to sing, to admonish and edify one another with these songs, to remind each other of the hope that we have because of you and because of Christ. Father, we've had several this evening who've been mentioned as being ill, Father. We have those who have been injured. We have those who have lost young ones and sadly about to. Lord, those things, they remind us the type of world that we live in and the need for the redemption that you have for us. And Father, we pray your blessings in each one of those, that those who care for those in need would be able to give that care, be able to do so effectively. Pray, Father, you be with the families involved and be with those who are suffering in those moments. Help everyone and all of us to see those situations as reminders that we need to turn to you. In you, the only lasting solution can be found to all those things that we suffer from. Father, thank you for this group here, for gathering us together here, and help us to find others who are willing to submit to your Son as King. Help us to find those who are willing to hear the gospel, and that you, Father, would give the increase to the seed that's planted. We love you, kind Father. We know, above all, that you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah.